This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 21. Turn these stones into bread. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Jesus performed lots of amazing miracles during his ministry, including multiplying food for thousands of people. So why didn't he do something that would have helped to sustain him in the desert? Why would Jesus have refused to turn the stones into bread? Well, Jesus' mission as he lived among us was to glorify God in all that he did. So that would not include giving in to a temptation from the devil. Jesus refused to be manipulated, to use his power or his position as the Son of God to his own advantage. Instead, he was obedient in every way, showing us how to live by God's will. And as he was tempted, he drew on his close relationship with the Father and leaned on the teachings of Scripture to live in obedience. There may be times in our lives when we're tempted to use our personal advantage to serve our own interests, and sometimes it might even seem a harmless thing to do. But if doing so would involve dishonoring God, it would be a sin, and we know that. Jesus demonstrates how to resist temptation. By dwelling in Scripture and listening to the Father's voice, we can receive power to turn away from self-serving, self-destructive actions. We'll be able to recognize the ways in which the devil twists the truth, and we'll be able to resist temptation, following in Jesus' steps. Pray with me. Lord, so often we are tempted. Fill us with your Spirit and help us to dwell in your Word so that we may be equipped with your truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.